Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
And he said, praise God for your ministry and your teaching. He said, my wife's up there and I'm down here. He said, she went out and did that. I rebuked it as the priest of our home over the phone and said, my wife said, immediately the tornado disappeared into the sky. Saved their home. He said, praise God for these teachings. That's what I say, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, you got to understand that when Jesus was on the Sea of Galilee and the storm came up, now he never done anything contrary to his Heavenly Father. So we think these storms come from God. But it does not come from our Heavenly Father God. It comes from the prince of the power of the air, which is the devil. Now if God the Heavenly Father had brought that storm on the Sea of Galilee, when Jesus stood up and said, rebuke you and peace be still, if that had come from his Father, who would he have been rebuking? His Father. Jesus never once rebuked his Father. So when he said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, anything that's stealing, killing, and destroying comes from the devil. I think of a news deal that I looked at just recently. I happened to be watching a History Channel or something. I flipped it over on that. Once in a while I like to see when I have a little time, which is not very often, but I was flipping through the channels to get to a History Channel, and I saw a Weather Channel that was talking about things that happened in the past, and some of them were devastating, and some of them had tornadoes, and I was watching this for a few minutes. And one of the things that happened up in New York, I don't know when this happened because I didn't get in on the beginning of it, but it said the news system was watching the weather patterns and they noticed that different humidity and things and air masses began to change dramatically on the radar. And it said they never saw anything like this. And then it said all of a sudden things began to happen and this air mass began to move. And this mass moved forward across the upper state of New York, across a big timber area, a big area where there was huge trees. This thing was 20 miles wide, and it went 200 miles, and it mowed down every tree. It killed people. People were out in those parks. They fell on their travel trailers, cut them in half. It done everything. Where do you think that came from? The devil. That's exactly right. He is far more powerful than you and I comprehend. We think that's just something happened with the weather. No, that was something that was initiated by the God of this world, the prince of the power of the air, because Jesus said, I come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. But the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Do you see anything in this process of a 20-mile-wide section of the country up there, 200 miles long, that looked like a huge bulldozer started and just come down, and every tree was left. Some of those things were this big around and 40 and 50 and 60 feet tall. And every tree was laid down flat for 20 miles wide and 200 miles long. Isn't that amazing? The God of this world, Satan, is stealing, killing, and destroying. He causes these things. He is the one that caused the tsunami. He is the one that caused the problem to steal, kill, and to destroy. God didn't do that. The devil did. That is his ability to destroy and kill and steal from us. So you and I are going to have to learn who we are. We're going to have to learn in these last days the devil is, his fury is wild. He knows his time is short. He doesn't know the exact time, but he knows that he has read the Word of God. He knows it in detail, and he knows that the end of the age is at hand. He knows the King of Kings is coming back. He knows that Jesus, which defeated him 2,000 years ago, is soon to return. And everything is lining up for the King's return. So the devil is sending his demons out to destroy your marriages, to destroy your life, to destroy your physical health, to destroy your children, to destroy everything he can. Those of us that don't learn who we are in these days, he will destroy. You may be a Christian, but you'll wind up dead. You'll wind up, your family is destroyed. If you don't learn how to come before the throne of grace and quote the Word of God, the devil is going to destroy you and your family. What a shame. You don't have to put up with it. You can beat that devil. It's just like yesterday. I was in Baltimore Friday and Saturday. And yesterday at the meeting, there was a man there. I assumed people that come to my meetings to learn what I teach, I assume those people are all Christians, but I found out that's not true. Yesterday, there was a man sitting there. I got to talking to him. And as I'm talking to him in the process of this Bible study, I said something. He said, you know, I heard one of your tapes, and you and I are the same age. I said, well, praise God. I said, isn't it wonderful to be a Christian and be 66 years old and be in good health? He didn't say anything. And the woman sitting across looked over him and said, you know, if you died tonight, where would you spend eternity? He said, well, I don't know, but I'll be okay. And I turned back. I said, you don't know Jesus. He said, well, I said, no, you don't know it. You don't know it. I said, I stopped the whole meeting right there. I said, you need to know Jesus. You need to come to know Jesus. I said, that devil has blinded your mind, and you need to make Jesus Lord of your life. I said, Jesus made salvation so simple. He said that anybody will confess with their mouth and believe with their heart that the Father raised Jesus from the dead will be saved. I said, won't you come to the Lord right now? And he just kind of backing off, and he said, you know, I don't think I'm ready. I said, you devil of hell, come out of him in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit that's blinded his mind, I command you to get your hands off of him now in the name of Jesus. I said, now Father, convict him of sin and bring him into the kingdom. And immediately tears began to come in his eyes. And I led that man into the kingdom of God and got him saved. And his little wife sitting right there beside him praying, tears pouring out of her eyes. And after it's over, she said, oh, I've prayed for this day for years and years and years. Who is it that blinds the minds of people? The devil. How much power do we have over the devil? I think it's time we start believing that, don't you? So when the devil comes against us, whatever it is that he comes against us with, if it's your husband, if it's your flesh, I mean, I don't care who it is. That beast is there to deceive you and to destroy you. I mean, he'll do it every way in the world. I mean, just think. I think about the way the devil's coming against me and Cheryl. Just a few weeks ago, we pulled in up here to restaurant after church to stop and have a bite to eat. Hadn't hardly got in the restaurant. And some guy comes up, sticks a screwdriver in the door glass on the right side of her car, our car, pops it, glass shatters all the pieces, reaches right in through, alarm don't go off or nothing, reach right in through, steals her purse and her makeup kit. And of course the purse, no big deal. $50 purse, driver's license in, and $12 in cash. But that makeup kit costs $1,500. But see, the devil's, I mean, he had no idea. He thought that was another little purse. He probably, when he opened it, saw all that makeup, he probably threw that sucker out the window. Well, let me tell you, to buy her another makeup kit and all them little brushes and all that stuff she had in there, I told her, I said, you know, I knew you looked a lot better when you paid at that barn, but I didn't have any idea what that paint cost. That stuff's expensive. At least the one she buys is. You know, I never dreamed that little makeup bag she carries with her worth $1,500. You know, but it cost a fortune to paint that barn. But she does look good. What she painted, she looks good. Praise God. So, not only did the devil break the window out, then we sent the car out to California the other day with some equipment, and when we got back, the windshield was broke in it. I had to put a new windshield in the car. And then last night, her son gets in it, put in reverse, puts in drive, and when he left off the brake, he runs sideways into her son and lost car. Tears the whole front end of her car up. You think the devil ain't out there? You see one coming from there? He's out there. So if he's, and then of course, while I know that beautiful red dress I bought for her just before we got married, and that's a beautiful dress, and it's expensive. Yeah. And she steps on it back there and tears it. You know? And she's mad at herself. You think there's not a devil out there? Yeah. So get used to it. The trials and tests of life are there, aren't they? With me? Sure they are. You don't care who you are. You don't care if you're a beautiful little lady like this little girl or an older guy like me and this guy. He don't care, does he?
Nope.
He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And I guarantee you're going to have to learn who you are, or the devil's going to beat up on you, and he's going to win. If you don't know the Word of God, and you don't learn the Word of God, and you don't stand on the Word of God, the devil's going to beat you. But when you take God's Word, and you expect Him to do what He promised to do, He will do what He said He will do every time. When you expect Him to save people, He will save them. When you realize you've got power and authority over the devil, you can kick the devil out right in front of a group of people and see a man accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. I mean, it's amazing how we wallow around pleading with God to do something, and He says, I already done it. It's yours. Salvation, healing, deliverance, everything has already been done for you. I did it for you on the cross. Now you repent of your sins and get rid of your sins. Stop sinning and walk holy before me, and then drive that devil out. And He says, the devil cannot touch you. You cannot be made sick. He will deliver you. The problem is, we don't know these things. We don't know what the Word of God says. So today we're going to continue to teach about who you are in Christ.
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today, but if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station, and we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.